Blog Talk Radio.
Big Game Radio. Those who are deep and heavy in the hip hop community, they know today marks the 6-year anniversary of ODB, or the Old Dirty Bastard, passing on. So I figured tonight, since most of these mainstream stations won't do it, I'm saying maybe New York Side 97 will do it and Power 105 will do it, but I wanted to do my own. You dig what I'm saying? Because Old Dirty, he came from Brooklyn, you know what I mean, and he went to Shaolin and straight up wrecked shit and had his own brand, had his own type of spin on the hip-hop game, and he really changed it for everybody, you know what I'm saying? So tonight, this show is about him. We talk about him because straight up, if hip-hop was a royal court, he was definitely the court jester, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, he was also like the main wizard, because if you listen to half the shit he spoke about, yeah, most of the time he cracked jokes and he bullshitted, but if you actually listen to him, you know he had some sense, he had some education behind his rhymes. You dig what I'm saying? So I'm gonna go with an old school joint right now, just because I'm from Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying? I'm Brooklyn Black. Like, you know, I gotta bump this song. ODB, Brooklyn Zoo. We'll be right back. Free Game Radio. All right, check us out.
I bust that nigga ass right now. Ain't no none of them niggas can't fuck.
What?
Nigga, you could never fuck me, my nigga.
I'll fuck you up right now. What?
Bust your motherfucking ass, boy. Ain't no motherfucking joke. Know who you talking to? Old Dirty Bastard. I'll fuck you up right now. Yeah. What?
That nigga dirty.
I'm the one man on me, H. Dawn. I never been tookin' out. I keep MCs looking out. I drop signs like girls be dropping babies. Enough to make a nigga go crazy. In the G building, taking all types of medicine. Your ass thought you were better than a son. I keep planets in orbit while I be coming with deeper and more shit. Enough to make you break and shake your ass about today. Rhyme good as a safety cake, mate. This style, I'm mastered in. Thinking, catching headaches, what? You need aspirin? The type of pain you couldn't even kill with my door. Fuck around, get sprayed with lights on. In your face, like a can of mace, baby. Is this burning with fucking now you're learning how? I don't even like your motherfucking profile. Give me my fucking shit. Wow, that scene and heard. No one knows. You forget. Niggas be quiet as death. Now you know nothing. Before you knew a whole fucking lot. Your ass don't wanna get shot. A lot of MCs came to my showdown. Then watch me put your fucking asshole down. As you can go below zero. Without a doubt, I never been taken out by a nigga who couldn't figure. Yeah, by a nigga who couldn't figure. Yeah, by a nigga who couldn't figure how to pull a fucking gun trigger. So get the fuck out of here. Nigga wanna get too close to the utmost. But I got stacks that'll attack any whack host. It's so doozy, no, fuck that nigga's name. My hip hop drops on your head like rain. And when it rains, it pours. Up around hardcore. That's why I give you more of the roar. Tell him that I got will rock the spot. MC, I'll be burning hot. Whoa, ho, ho. Let me like slow up with the flow. If I move too quick, oh, you just won't know. I'm homicidal when you enter the target. Nigga, get up, act like a pig, try to hawk shit. So I take your ass out quick, the mic's I'm had it, my nigga. You can suck my dick if you wanna step to my motherfucking rep. Blow, 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 blown to death. You got shot, cause you knock, knock, knock. Who's there? Another motherfucking hard rock. Slacking on your back, cause raw's what you lack. You wanna react? Bring it on back.
Same with you when you step up to the shoot. Same with you when you step through. Shoot, those dirty bastards. Brooklyn, shoot. Same with you when you step through. Shoot, those dirty bastards. Brooklyn, shoot. Why? My nigga. Same with you. When you step through, same with you. When you step through, same with you. When you step through, the old dirty bastard, Brooklyn, same with you. When you step through, the old dirty bastard, Brooklyn, why, my nigga?
What's going on? We back live once again, Three Game Radio. Today is November the 13th. We are celebrating, well, not even celebrating, we're saluting the open man, ODB, better known as Russell Tyrone Jones. Today marks the six-year anniversary of his passing. So we pretty much talk about how his influence to the game was, his all-around zaniness, his craziness and all that. And also we touch on base on stuff you may have touched on in the last hour. Songs we touched on in the last hour, so songs that I played in the last hour, I'll be playing again. Like, I'll definitely be playing that 48 bar freestyle from his new shoes. Despite what my critics might have said on it, I still like it. I'm still bumping it. But once again, if it gets retouched and all that, I'll bump that again. But that's pretty much where I'm at with it. But we're pretty much just here chilling. Dumbasses of the week, we got them all lined up. From Cash Stacks to the New York City system, the government as a whole, everybody. So actually, this hour I'm gonna give it out to the fans. You know what I'm saying? If you're listening, if you're calling in on the phone lines 347-857-4302, you're calling in. First person to hit one will be the co-host for this hour. So I'm going to do it like that. I'm going to have me a little guest call for that. We'll see how we vibe out and everything like that. But back to the matter at hand, ODB, it's been 6 years. ODB, he was that dude in the game. He came in, he really didn't give a fuck. He didn't care what you thought about him, what you had to say, whatever. As long as you respected his art, you respected his craft, you respected what he did. You know what I'm saying? And I even take that with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't give a fuck what you not to say it all plain like that, but I don't give a fuck what you think about me. You know, but respect my hustle. Respect my grind. You know what I'm saying? You know that I'm out here and I'm working hard to do what it is that I'm doing, whether you like it, you love it, you hate it or dislike it. But no, I'm busting my ass to do that, and you need to respect that. That's the same type of presence ODB had. You know what I'm saying? You can say whatever you want to say about ODB. But he pushed that out. You cannot deny it. You know what I'm saying? You couldn't deny it, and you couldn't deny anything else that, you know, he even had a hand in. As far as Wu-Tang, Solo, if he was on it, this shit was hot. Like, I dare anybody listening right now to name a whack ODB song. Call us up, 347-857-4302. Let us know. Give me a whack ODB song. I dare you. You know what I'm saying? But that's not going to happen. But I'm going to go back into some of the stuff I played in Hour 1, because Hour 1 had to play one song twice because some people didn't hear it. So I'm playing it again. This is Miss New Shoes featuring Smooth. He was on the check-in in the first hour. I'm gonna watch that again. Because I don't think that's all got the will deserve justice since I was messed with through the internet connection and all that good stuff. So this is Miss New Shoes, brand new 48 bar freestyle, featuring the homie Smooth. Yes, I'm playing it again. So if you listen, put it on the Twitter. I'm playing it again. I'm also going to play Deuce Privilege, Pro Dillinger, and a whole bunch of other stuff. ODB, we're saluting him tonight. So call in. If people are standing out, definitely get on a call in. Brooklyn people, get in on a call in. And that's what we're doing. If you're in the Brooklyn area, get to Club Gravity on Empire Boulevard. Ladies are free before 1 o'clock. My ladies are diverse. They're throwing that party. They're holding it down. Check them out on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Just type in Die Rich and you'll see they all over the place. So definitely check them out. But check this out right now. Miss New Shoes, Smooth, 40 Up Bar Freestyle. We'll be right back. Pre-game radio. Call us up.
Kellu Beats, how the hell?
Yo, shout out to Chris Brown. I know he went off on this beat. But I'm about to go off on this beat.
Look at these shoes. You see how the way I move? No good guys, and I like my boys move. Cut your jewels, drop them once I'm off in my room. Red cars and Mercedes, what I'm into. You know what it is when I'm on your top. Got your man lining up, but they get tired. But they hate them, then they fake it. But my fine ass body got them racing. Need my money coming fast, no fixing. You and girl on fire like bacon. No more to kiss, no, not in a second. Pass the microphone, bitch, I'll break it. If the L is what you offer, now I won't take it. W is my best friend, yeah, I gotta make it. J Music is a team, blown towards living. S-I-N is a movement, I salute my captain.
Kellu Beats, holla at me.
Yeah, J Music, man. Yeah, holla at me. How you doing, man? Yeah, that nigga say you doing, man. Yeah, nigga so nasty, rock to it, man.
Don't fuck with that boy, yeah, he got bars. Yeah, keep on spitting till the nigga boy is hard. Got your bitch riding me faster than a foreign car. All about my head and tails like a corn tub. No more than erection, but I'm going hard. It's a nigga, I will strike like a bowling ball. They all avoid me when it's sunny, waiting till it's dark. Late night, I kiss that ass like a booty call. Sipping vodka, smoking weed until my love is gone. Make your crowd get quiet when the blood is wrong. JB and SFC, known to get the crib. Smooth and sleep, bag it up, want to triple pill. Hit the club with an L for the bubble push. I'm blazing that Obama black once you smoke a bush. A couple carrots in the pinky, yeah, nigga bustin'. I call my gun pit bull, I keep that bitch bumpin'.
Yes, we are back live. Pre-game radio going on right now. Straight up, so some reason, thanks to somebody, I've been hit up. I'm working on getting a song, you know, because people hit me up requesting songs and whatever. I got a lot of Brooks and New Shoe fans in the building. I guess they listen via online or whatnot. But they asked me for the late-night contract. I'm working on that. It's buffering right now, so if I can get it on within the next couple minutes, it'll definitely be played. Because that's one of my joints right there. That's like my favorite joint, you know, because hearing that, well, if I get on there, you'll understand what I'm talking about. But straight up, it's a whole bunch of, XYZ going on. And I say XYZ because I don't want to give no props because it's really bullshit going on in the industry. You know, like you got a whole bunch of people trying to do shit and they're trying to do it just like the next person or the person who was before them. You know what I'm saying? For instance, you got, and I'm just going go back there just to give you guys a prompt example. We got a Lil Zane trying to be like Pac, or you can say Ja Rule trying to be like Pac. Like, we got a whole lot of that. You know, I feel it's not a whole lot of originality anymore unless you go into the underground. And even with the underground, unless you go deeper, way down into the underground, you're not hearing none of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, underground now, if they got a mainstream producer or a mainstream person on the track, that kind of dilutes it. You know, but I may be wrong. Let me know how you feel about that. 347-857-4302. Let me know what you feel. Like I said, let me know how you feel on that. Like I said, I may be wrong, may not be, but that's just my opinion there. That's how I think about it. And as we try to get the Miss New Shoes on there, we try to get some more people in the room and anything like that. I'm going to reveal to you guys one of my dumbasses of the week. And like I said, on my book, that was Cash Dax, because she's on the internet slandering this rapper, this baller, that baller, anything like that, but she can't keep her own affairs in order. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, if you're going to be, that's like if, hey, some major corporation wants to pick up Pre-Game Radio tomorrow, You know what I'm saying? And you guys know, pre-game radio, we're mostly known for talk shit. You know, we talk shit, crack jokes, whatever. And I'm full of this, but I haven't been to immigration court in years. So once I hit the mainstream, I'm definitely going to be under scrutiny. You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely going to be out there. I'm definitely going to be under watch. Yo, at least take your ass to immigration court. You know, and her mom being all, oh, she not going nowhere, yada, yada, yada. But, yo, yeah, her mom, you should be her number one fan, her number one supporter. But yet, you knew her ass had to go to court. You should have told her, yo, take your ass to court. Otherwise, they're going to scoop your ass up, and then you won't be doing this video shit no more. You know, now she's at some undisclosed location wearing an orange jumpsuit with woulda, coulda, shoulda. You know what I'm saying? When all she had to do, she asked the court, revalidate her visa or whatever the hell it was, and she'd be good. So now she's about to go to Venezuela where nobody go. Well, I can't say nobody goes, but it's not broadcasted. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't hear 50 Cent was last seen in Venezuela on the beach chilling. You know, we don't hear Cameron Diaz was in Venezuela taking in the sights. You know, you don't hear that shit. You know what I'm saying? So that's what, as far as my dumbass, that's what that is. But I'll be right back. I'm getting to this new Deuce to Privilege. Once again, Deuce to Privilege, A-Square Music, I Want It All. I'm getting to that. Pre-game radio. I'm going to get to some more, you know, dumbasses of the week, you know, shit talking, things like that. If something bothers you, call in. 347-857-4302. If you're listening online, the chat room is open. Get on there, see what you want. I read it. I broadcast it. You know, I don't care. You know, everybody's entitled to their own opinion. That's just how we do. So we'll be right back. I want it all. Boost the privilege. Pre-game radio. Be right back.
Yeah. Boost the privilege. H-squared. Sway gang. R.I.P. D-Rap. Network.
I want it all.
Body tracks, close casket. Brooklyn boy, born in the style, homie. Round here we live by do or die, homie. Look around, opportunity is everywhere. Plus a few of us trying to stop us from getting here. Nah, that ain't Swave at all. United we stand, divided we fall. So we sit at round tables where we put our thoughts together. When it's time to eat, we equally divide the cheddar. The way I'm grinding for mine, they can't understand it. I see an opportunity, I'ma take advantage. 7 days, 7 nights, no days off. Work smart and play hard when it pays off. Big whips, big whips, yeah, I want it all. Stacks on deck, 6 feet tall.
I want it all.
Shine on, even with no lights on. Stepping out the crib, so fresh, so clean. Fresh fitted white tee, new kicks, new jeans. The ice in the chain got me in the headlock. Married to the game with son and rappers out of wedlock. Started in the hood, grinding like a transmission. From the streets to the office, made the transition. Riding, deciding, crack, crab, or lobster. Fettuccine, Alfredo, shrimp, and my pasta. I'm the real McCoy, y'all clones and imposters. I'm addicted to the hustle, addicted to the flow. Live fast, you die young, pump your brakes, slow your roll. I'm living the dream, I'm the most slept on. Bob your head till you hurt your neck like you slept wrong.
I want it all, the money, the cribs, the girls in the car.
Okay.
They know who we are.
Yeah.
Everywhere we go, people treat us like stars.
Royalty.
I want it all, the money, the cribs, the girls in the car.
Yes.
Trying to live in that Popping bottles at the bar. Three drinks all night. Waved up the sauna.
I want it all and I'ma get it. So why should I sweat it? You heard what I said. Just remember that I said it. This is history. Giving you the gist of it. Your lady probably going down on history. So you probably pissed at me. But that's the life you live when you want it all. Cause when you get it all, you ain't got a ball. I want it all cause I feel I deserve it. I'm living life for a reason with one main purpose.
What's that?
To live comfy, ball out of control. Till I can't ball no more. Then talk about it when I'm old. Sitting on top of the world. But that's obvious. Usually the world's in my hand. I must have dropped it. See through my suave lens. Day and night, no stopping it. Nights in Gotham City, my days in Metropolis. Everything I touch is gold, call me Midas. You see the picture I paint, you'll understand the art behind it. Too much counting on this, too much on my shoulders. You little niggas kick rocks, I'm knocking over boulders. Dream it as a youngin', live it as I'm older. This only the beginning, sway, it's far from over.
I want it all, the money, the cribs, the girls and the cars. They know who we are.
Once again, pregame radio. That was Deuce the Privilege featuring 8-Squared Music coming out of Brooklyn without one at all. We got Ebony in the building. We're slewing ODB tonight, you know what I'm saying? We showing them some homage. I don't know if the other mainstream stations are doing it, but we're doing it today, pregame radio. I got another one from ODB. As soon as I can get a lock on it.
It's your girl, Cherry Johnson, and I'm feeling good tonight. I'm sitting here next to my boy, Brooklyn Black, and we're in the pregame.
And she feeling good like this because I got shit like this to play. We'll be right back. Pregame radio.
Oh, fuck you. You can't even sing.
Ooh, baby, I like it. From the home of the Dodgers, Brooklyn squad. Wu-Tang killer, he's on the storm. Rain on your college ass, just so storm. But you didn't even touch my skill. You gotta go to one killer B, and he ain't gonna kill down. Chop that down, pass it all around. Lyrics get hard, put C-Rex on the ground. For an EMC in any 52 states, I get psycho. Killer, Norman Bates. My producer, slam. My flow is like, bam. Jump on stage, up in a distance. Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw.
Out there got this, you keep the feeling in it. You may know I'm playing with this, and be still far. They should risk playing with more attack.
Shimmy y'all, shimmy yeah, shimmy yeah. Give me the mic so I can take it away. Or for the natural charge, bon voyage. Yeah, from the home of the Dodgers, Brooklyn squad. Wu-Tang killer, hubby's on the swarm. Rain on your college ass, it's so dumb. But you didn't even touch my steel. You got the one killer, be any ain't of a kill now. Chop that down, pass all around. Mirrors get hard, quick cement to the ground. For any MC in any 52 states, I get psycho, killer, Norman Bass. My producer scram, so it's like, bam, jump on stage, and then I bend down.
Shimmy, shimmy, y'all, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah. Give me the mic so I can take it away. Shimmy,
the man Sean Scrambler's up and everything. We back on. But like I said, that was ODB. Shimmy, shimmy, y'all. I like it raw. That's how we do it. Like I said, we showing salute to the man tonight. It's been 6 years so, since he passed, and something ironic, my niece was born actually that 3 days before that, so we credit him for her birth, because if she didn't come, then he wouldn't be able to transcend. So thanks to ODD for making the transition good, you know what I'm saying, for us bringing our niece into the world and then, you know, him moving on to the next level. So, you know, give him a shout out. I know Evan's back in the building.
I didn't get it, y'all. Listen, you know anybody that's Team BlackBerry, you know, if you fuck around and let your phone redline, that the radio shuts off, so you got to get at least one ball before you can get back on. And that's what happened to me, pardon. I do want to give a shout-out to Pro Dillinger, yo. The last track you played at the end of the last show, I got to say, as soon as I heard the Patrice Rushen music in the background, the shit, you had me right there. You couldn't fuck up after that. So that's what's up. I want to give a shout-out to him for that last joint. That shit is hot. Him using that Patrice Rushen beat, that shit is fire right there.
So the last Pro Dillinger joint, we'll definitely get more for. And also, as long as we get the refresh done in time, due to the request and everything, I will be playing Late Night Contact, another joint by Miss New Shoes, co-starring Brooks and Q-Note. So that joint will be getting played tonight, as long as, like I said, the refresh goes through and everything like that. Besides Cash Tax in the New York City system, we got another dumbass, like, because, you know, we've been going for like a month, and a lot of niggas did dumb shit in the past 30 days.
Well, to be completely honest with you, I haven't been keeping track of what these people have been out here doing that's been stupid. But I will say to the spin doctors over at the police department and how if you're just a regular Joe, they put your whole rap sheet out there when you fuck up or when you do something. But I want to comment real quick on the off-duty NYPD officer that passed away in Nassau County in a high-speed wreck. The way they spent the story was they said that he was the car he was riding in shot off of Long Island Road and it smashed into some trees. It says that him and another unidentified person were in another car, and I believe they were racing. He went around one car and cut in front of it, and he lost control. He apparently careened off the roadway, hit a tree, and smashed onto another one. The occupant in the cop's vehicle was ejected. They are saying that witnesses are saying that the car was traveling at a high rate of speed, but that's it. I wish they would just call a spade and say the motherfucker was racing. We all know some of those roads out there in Long Island is straightaway stretches, and we often hear about how certain stretches of land is used. You know, they race, and people know these things. So call it what it is. You know, the cop, regardless of the fact, cops are people too. They get out there on Friday nights and they drink and get high and do whatever they do. But the only difference is, unfortunately, some of them do not know how to control the power that they have and they abuse it. And it seems this unfortunate officer here figured he could race, you know, or possibly drink and drive and walk away unscathed. And unfortunately, that was not the case. So that's that.
Yeah, condolences go out to that family who, you know, each family who lost a family member, despite whatever profession they did, it sucks to lose a family member. But, you know, it's some things are like, come on, like, that motherfucker knew he was going to die if he did that dumb shit. You know, like, if you racing because, you know, believe me, pregamers, I've taken my share of pre-race draft races and shit like that. You know, and I know, like I said, firsthand, them shits are dangerous. You know, so if you racing down I-95 or motherfuckers on West Side Highway, and you think you gonna come out unscathed, like, I say that's a 3 out of 10 chance. You feel what I'm saying? It's 3 out of 10 chance you're gonna come out of there without nothing. You know what I'm saying? Because if you don't get hurt, you're gonna get pulled over. If you get pulled over, you got pulled over for doing like a buck something in a 65. So regardless, you're going in that night.
Yeah, more or less.
So nothing good happens out of a drag race in New York City. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But, Ev, I got to ask you because I know, not that you were against her, but you had a kind of a shy eye to her. And as of now, what are your thoughts on Nicki Minaj?
I mean, why would my thoughts change? I don't think, first of all, I still say her rhymes, you know, is corny. I heard you and Malcolm, my brother-in-law, speaking about some verse or something she did on some recent record, and it actually wasn't whack or what have you. I mean, that still says that she's whack. That she's not considered an artist. She's more of a brand, if you'll say. You know, she's more of a brand to be marketed. She's not an artist out there. It's not like she has a legitimate, she's like, you know, she has a hunger to get out there and, you know, music is her life. This is what she does. She lives, eats, breathes, shits this. You know, it doesn't seem like that. It's just that she's, she was an idea. Someone said, we need, what's missing in rap right now? We need some more naked chicks because our naked chicks is not out there no more. You know, Lil' Kim is a little more reserved now. Foxy Brown is not on the radar. 40,
that's what it is.
It's not hot.
Lil' Kim is damn near 40, and nobody wants to see her old ass on the fucking stage.
Well, it's not about,
that's what it is.
That's horrible if you say that. Some of our most beautiful women are over 40s, case in point, Halle Berry, Janet Jackson. What's her name?
But we got to think about how these A&Rs are trying to market these women now, which I think is fucked up. So, therefore, if you got a view on that, how hip-hop is marketing our people, period, women, men, regardless, because, you know, they make the dudes take their shirts off and get all these extra tattoos and shit. You know what I'm saying? And they make the women get all these extra surgeries and all that. So if you got something to talk about,
they don't,
this is how
we're
going to rock for the last half an hour.
They don't make them.
They don't make them, but they put it
out
there.
Shit. Yeah, they may put it out there, but in the end, the artist is still responsible for their own integrity, period. I don't care. Listen, if that's you, what they're doing is equivalent of what? Selling your soul to the devil if, you know, you can do such said thing. Okay, so, I mean, that's the equivalent of it, saying, you know, well, I'll do this at 35. I'm going to have this fame and shit. Like I said, it probably is, of course, a marketing strategy, but women have always been marketed more as sex objects than as actual lyricists. They've never been looked at as other than a pretty face or some titties or some ass or something like that. And Nicki Minaj more or less perpetuates that. She brings sex to rap. And not that you can't really have that, but it's like she doesn't have a story with it. She's just a figurehead. You dig? She's just a figurehead. I don't know her as a person. So I can't say that I don't like her. You know, as a regular individual, we might get along. I don't know. But as far as her music and all that other shit, I'm not really impressed or interested in listening.
All right, well, I know, well, for me, it didn't make me say, hey, I'm a Nicki Minaj fan, hey, I'm with the Barbie movement, but it made me take notice to what she may have to say with this next joint. This joint, this is Kanye West featuring Rick Ross, Nicki Minaj, and Jay-Z. It's called Monster. Like I said, it didn't make me a Nicki Minaj fan, but it made me take notice to her allegedly.
All right,
critical
get this shit over with.
Skills.
Let me hear this shit. Shit.
We're going to get into it.
Jay probably wrote it wrong. But anyway,
let's go. 347-857-4302. We get into that, and we're about to wrap things up. I'm going to give you guys another ODB joint before we get out of here. But I'm play this first and get your thoughts on it, all right? Be right back, pregame radio.
I shoot the lights out, until it's bright out. Oh, just another lonely night. Are you willing to sacrifice your life?
Bitch, I'm a monster, no good blood sucker. Fat motherfucker, now look who's in trouble. As you run through my jungle, all you hear is rumble. Kanye West samples, here's one for example.
Gossip, nigga, just stop it. Everybody know
I'm a motherfucking monster.
I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. Profit, nigga, I get it. Everybody know I'm a motherfucking monster. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. I'ma need to see your fucking hands. The best living or dead, hands down, huh? Let's talk more here right now, huh? And my eyes more red than the devil is. And I'm about to take it to another level, bitch. And who you going, yeah, ain't nobody code as this. Do the rap and a track, triple double, no assist. And my only focus is staying on some bogus shit. Arguing with my older bitch, acting like I owe a shit. I heard the beat, the same rap to get a track pain. Fuck the chain, that old demon back pain. Fucking up my money, so yeah, I had to act sane. Shot nigga, but he's hold up my accent. This came after me and shit, this the number two dad. If you wanna make it number one, you're number two now. This ain't Goose in Malibu, I call it Malibu, yeah. Goddamn easy, I would hit him with a new style. Know that motherfucker, well, what you gon' do now? Whatever I wanna do, gosh, it's cool now. It's not gonna do, gosh, it's new now. Do you motherfucker really need to cool out? Cause you'll never get on top of this. So mommy, best advice is just to get on top of this. Have you ever had sex with a pharaoh? I put the pussy in a sarcophagus. Now she's claiming that I bruised her esophagus. Head of the class that she just wanna swallow skip. I'm living in the future, so the present is my past. My presence is the present, kiss my ass. God, nigga, just stop it. Everybody know I'm a motherfucking monster. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. Profit, nigga, I get it. Everybody know I'm a motherfucking monster. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. I'ma need to see your fucking hands.
Godzilla, King Kong, Loch Ness, Goblin, Ghoul, a zombie with no conscience. Question, what do these things all have in common? Everybody knows I'm a motherfucking monster. Conquer, stomper, stop it, silly nonsense. None of you niggas know where to stomp it. None of you niggas have seen the kinds that I've seen. I still hear things scream in my dreams. Murder in black convertibles. I kill a block, I murder the avenue. Rape and pillage the village, women and children. Everybody wanna know what my Achilles heel is. Love, I don't get enough of it. All I get is these vampires and bloodsuckers. All I see is these niggas I made millionaires, milling about, spilling their feelings in the air. All I see is these fake fucks with no things, trying to draw blood on my ice cold veins. Smell of massacre seems to be the only way to back you back.
God, nigga, just stop it. Everybody know I'm a motherfucking monster. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. Profit, nigga, I get it. Everybody know I'm a motherfucking monster. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. I'ma need to see your fucking hands.
Pull up in a monster, automobile gangster, with a bad bitch that came from Sri Lanka. Yeah, I'm in a tanga, color of Willy Wonka. You could be the king, but watch the queen conquer.
Okay, first things first, I'll eat your brain. Then I'ma start rocking gold teeth.
that, everything that needed to be said was said already. So I want to get back on the line and see what she thought about it. What did you think on that, man?
That shit is whack. I'm still not impressed. I don't know. Maybe it's the way it sounds on my phone. Maybe I need to actually hear the actual recording on an MP4 or some shit like that. I don't know. The shit just sound whack to me. Kanye sounds whack. Even Jay sounds like eh. And
So right now your whole thing, that whole song is garbage.
Nicki Minaj is her usual cartoonish self. You can be sexy but still be taken seriously. And I think one person who did that well, very underrated rapstress. No, I'm talking about Rod Digger. Niggas don't give her props. Rod Digger is ridiculous, yo. She is crazy. And she, and if they, I don't know if she's locked in with Busta Rhymes and that his whole movement he was doing over there. But I would like to hear that sister come out with something. I would like some money and some effort to be put behind her shit, because she's the real deal. Nicki Minaj, like I said, she's a figurehead. She's not, you know, she's a brand. She's not a rapper. She's not a lyricist. She's not none of that, yo. And this Rhymes, I don't know what y'all talking about, that she's not no fucking monster. That shit is ridiculous. That shit is crazy, yo. Ah, boo. Boo, the whole fucking thing. Jay, Kanye.
That's awful.
Listen, let's get Puffy up in here to remix this shit. Maybe then I might fucking like it. But other than that, no. All
right, we got to take a call. We got a call calling out of the 516. Last four is 4476. So, I need you up on there. You are freaking ready on 4-3-2. Long Island, what's good?
Good night, everybody. How's everyone doing tonight? Yes.
Chilling.
All right, this is New Shoes. I just want to make a comment on the lady that's speaking. She said that Nicki Minaj, the verse was whack. I'm sorry. I guess you could say I'm a fan of Nicki because I do like that verse. I'm not saying every verse or every track that she's on, she comes off hard and it's hot. But to me, that verse was fire. I think she starts off slow, and then she builds it up, and then you're like, damn, like, did she just say that? Like, that's just me personally. This is my thoughts. Maybe you do need to listen to it again. But Nicki does have bars on this one. I think she does have bars in, what is it, the Roman, the new one she has, that Roman Revenge with Eminem. I think she does justice with these two verses. I mean, maybe it's just me. I don't know. And you're right. Nicki Minaj, I think, is a brand to an extent. I think that, like you said she needs to have Puffy come and remix that or something. Listen, Puffy's her manager. Like, he manages her. So you know that's why she's so big as she is right now, because he's pushing her. Puffy has all these people behind him who's going to push her because he's her manager. So that's why she's selling the way she is. I'm not going to knock that. And I do feel that there are a lot of underground artists and some mainstream female artists that don't get the respect that they deserve, because Nicki Minaj's name is so much out there. And if you notice, Nicki Minaj, she doesn't come off with that sexy look anymore. She's slowly covering up, if you notice. She's not out there. She doesn't have her titties out there anymore. She doesn't have her stomach open anymore. It's like she still wears the tight stuff, but if you notice, she's not that sexy. She's not coming off with that sex appeal anymore. I don't know if that's Puffy doing that. I don't know if that's her, but her style is changing up. And I don't think that she's going to go down in history as one of the best female artists out. But she is going to go down in history as one of the females that made it, one of the females that came out with some hot shit, whether it's you want to call it her flow, her style, the way she looks, whatever. She's going to go down in history some way, somehow, no matter how you look at it. Because half of the young kids nowadays are what? Buying her album, buying her mixtape. And not me, not her album, her mixtape. You know when her album drops, I don't care what anyone says, she's going to do numbers on that album. Why? Because the young people like her. The young people love her. And like you said, she is a brand. If you think about it, I don't really think Nicki Minaj is gay, bi, whatever you want to call it. Because she has not came out with a female next to her by her side and said, yo, this is my boo. You have not seen her in a magazine that said, yo, this is my boo. You have not seen her in a video that's like, yo, this is my boo, and a boo being a female. So I think it is a brand, like you said. I think she's selling this and she's riding on this, and I think that she is not only, like, drawing in the young people right now, but she's drawing in mass bisexuals, mass lesbians, mass gay, the gay community, everybody. It's on Nicki Minaj. Why? Because she puts that forefront out there that, you know, that lesbian or bi is in, and I'm signing titties and I'm doing it.
But she's putting that thing out there.
Well, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Even though she may not be gay, she's putting it out there, so therefore to get the sales from other people.
I think like the your co-host said, I think it is a brand in that aspect. I mean, come on, have you seen her? Have you seen her with a female? Like, has anybody seen her with a female? Has anybody seen anything on World Star Hip Hop or anything?
Don't get mad at me.
I'm just saying, like, I really think that, like your co-host said, I think it is a brand that she's trying to sell. And I don't think that some of the things, I think some of it is fake. Her being a lesbian, I think that's fake. To me, I think she did her signing titties was the biggest thing she could have ever did. Why, look, it sells. What female goes to a Nicki Minaj concert and don't want their chest signed? I'm just saying. I made a joke on my show. When I meet Nicki Minaj for the first time, I want her to sign my boobs. I'm being funny, but it's real. Come on. How much money do you think? I mean, I know I can, like, sell that picture right there for how much money? Like, I'm just saying, like, it's going to sell. Because why? Because people like that. People like Nicki Minaj. People like to see different things. And that's what Nicki Minaj is bringing right now. Yes, you can call her sounding like Wayne or whatever, but at the end of the day, she still has bars. I don't care what no one say. She still has bars. She still has punchlines. And she still is selling. No matter what we say, no matter what criticism anybody's saying, her numbers are still moving.
Okay,
that's my piece. I mean, I don't know.
Ms. Newsom, but you being a female MC, you know what I'm saying? You being a female rapper.
I just do it for a hobby.
But
it's fun to me.
But you are a female artist, right?
Yes. Okay, yes.
Okay, you're a female artist, you know what I'm saying? And you just happen to rap, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you got someone like Nicki Minaj at the forefront. Because it's fair to say she's at the forefront of the whole game
right. For
a female artist.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's not even based on talent, but just based on exposure.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right now, she's the face of female rap.
Right.
And you being a female and a rap artist, like, is that how you want to be represented? Like, how
to
she's
me,
doing
she
that?
Doesn't, Nicki Minaj doesn't represent me. I mean, I don't know how other female MCs feel right now about that, like her being in the forefront and if she represents them. But she doesn't represent me. My style and her style is totally different. What she does is totally different than what I do. I'm not knocking anything that she does, and by no means I think that she's not somebody that I'm going to look up to and follow. But like I said, at the end of the day, she's doing something for her to be on the forefront. She's doing something. I don't, whether it's marketing, whether it's just people pushing her, period, whatever, she's doing something. And if we want to credit Diddy for it, then let's credit Diddy, you know what I'm saying, for her being, you know, just on everything. Nicki Minaj is on everything right now, but still, at the end of the day, she's doing something. I'm not knocking her, but she is not somebody that represents me and my style. You know what I'm saying? She's not going to go down in history as a female MC that changed hip hop or left a legacy in the hip hop game. I don't think that at all. But I do think that she's gonna have some type of credit at the end of the day when it comes to
pretty much like as a lyricist, you don't give her credit.
Wait,
but
as
a MC, as a rapper, she gets that because as a rapper, you know, she puts on the performance, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
She puts on that glitz, she puts on that glamour. She has all of that, so she can draw the people in for that. But as a lyricist, she ain't shit.
Okay.
I'm not saying that's what you think, I'm just asking.
Oh, you just asking me. No, as a lyric, I mean, it depends. Like, to me, like I said, Nicki Minaj is like a win. It's like a miss or a hit. Like, some verses, some tracks, she's nice, and some tracks, she's like, yo, she's garbage. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, somebody else would have sound much better than her on this track. But so, to me, she's like a miss or a hit. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, it's the promotion. It's the team that's behind her. Why you only see Nicki Minaj right now in the female game. Like, that's it. And like I said, it's
so
her style.
So pretty much it's not what you know, it's who you know.
I mean, you know, call it what it is. For this one, I'm going to say that, yes. For this one, I'm going to say that. Because I know, just like, you know, there's a lot of female MCs out right now that's doing their thing. That should be ahead of Nicki Minaj. Lady Luck is out there. You got Keys the Problem out there. I know Lady Heroin. You got Quintessence. You got this my homegirl, Jazzy the Rapper from Brooklyn. She's young. I think she's like 18. Like, you have a lot of female MCs that can rip Nicki Minaj. You feel me? Open battle and everything. I'm not doubting that, and I'm not saying that, you know, like, that can't happen. But at the end of the day, look who's behind Nicki Minaj. That's why she's up. That's why she's out there like that. That's why her number, that's why her album is going to sell. Because she has Puffy in her, Diddy in her corner. And I also believe she's managed somehow by Slim and, what's his name? And Baby. So, come on. You know Diddy's about his money. That's another thing. Like, I have to know. Like, we know Diddy's about his money. So, you know, as soon as she gets that money, that check from her album sales, you know that some of that money's going to Diddy. You know she has to pay off Slim and Baby. So to me, at the end of the day, like, you have to also think, like, how much money is Nicki Minaj really coming in with? Like, does she have that money that we all think that she has? And to me, honestly, I don't think that. I don't think she has all that money that she has.
I'll more than a dollar straight up.
Because, like I said, Puffy's about Diddy's about his money. So you know when she's collecting, he's collecting, like, off back, he's gonna get his money. You know,
initiating shutdown sequence.
So I don't think, like, you know, she has all that money, but I do think she is living comfortably. I think she's gonna even live. She's gonna have them extra two pillows living comfortably once that album drops. Like,
okay,
Russell,
okay.
She, you know.
So, Miss New Shoes, I'm shutting the show down with you tonight. Let the people know how to find you, how to contact you, and all of that. You know what I'm saying? Because, I say contact because the song I'm ending up with is Late Night Contact. So,
yes,
sir.
Like, this song is to all my.
Get at you.
Listen, all my ladies, I mean, this song is out to y'all. I mean, to my fellas, too, but to my ladies, y'all already know what it is. When y'all got that late-night contact, you know that boo that be calling you, and he know what it is because you got that goody-goody stuff. Listen here, this track is for y'all. But anyway, hit me up on Twitter. That's MSNEWSHOES. It's, you know, just like I say, it's Miss New Shoes. I mean, and that's it. Like, you know, I always talk to my Twitter people, my fans. I'm not, you know, one of those stuck-up females that don't talk back. I'm cool as fuck. I mean, Brooklyn Black knows that. That's it. Like, I don't want to give out my show information because this is not my show. It's Brooklyn Black's show. So it's about him.
Yeah.
So,
yo, Mondays, she's on the joint GX Radio. Tuesday through Thursday, she's on MFIR Radio. She's doing the thing with Miss Brooklyn. So it's all love. Brooklyn is in the building.
Aww.
That's how they do. So I'm in the show. Miss New Shoes, late night contact. My email's been blowing up. Play this shit. So I'm going to play it right now.
Thank you, everybody.
Miss New Shoes featuring Brooks Q Note. That's how they do it. You know, I'm going to see you in a minute. And anybody else, that's how we do. Next time Pregame Radio comes on, I'm going to let you guys know. And that's just
thanks
what it is. So we're wrapping up right now. Miss New
no
Shoes.
No problem. Thank you. No, thank you.
Really we're wrapping up Late Night Contact, Miss New Shoes, and the whole crew.
And Black,
and that's how we doing
it.
That's Pregame Radio. I'm going to see you in a couple of weeks, man.
Black.
That's how we doing it, all right? We good.
Black.
Yeah. true God, I need to be sure. Put your back down while you frontin' on me for. Pack good GCP, what she thought. Up so I throw her down and re-floor. Beat it up after she thought. So you can't pull her while you on that court. Let me play with you with a contact court. You want that ball, put up a great fight. So I ate right and got a straight night. I'm another lover for another late night. Or early AM, UG midnight love affair. Run any time that you're feeling dirty, play with. And I'ma fuck by that love affair.
I like that cute. Come and be my sugar daddy, cause you said you like it that.
Late night contact, late night phone sex.
Baby, I like it slow-mo, as long as you can make me come. Take me out on shopping space if you tryna wipe me. But I know I got you feeling to become your wife. Make it contact nightly, put it on you tightly.
My late night contact, late night.
Radio, and that's how we're going to do it. You know what I'm saying? We're going to ride up out of here. Rest in peace, ODB. You know what I'm saying? We'll leave you on. Say some got your money.